I'd like to welcome to 9 o'clock Rock, Daryl Hall and John Oates this evening. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
The last time you were here, it was two summers ago, and we did an interview on Voices, and you were telling me at the time, I believe, that the feeling of getting into the production yourselves was probably one of the best feelings you've had in many, 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 many years.
Yeah, it sure was.
And I imagine the feeling continued on this one, because it's a great album.
Yep.
Well, that's it. It's still the same, you know? We're just getting more and more into it.
This is, what, interview number 1,462?
Oh, I think so. I'm losing count at this point.
Yeah. What are the majority of the questions that are being asked of you? Is it all about this LP here?
Yeah, it's the one we like the best is, how did you guys get together, man? That's our favorite question. We like telling that one.
It's a good story, though.
Yeah.
It really is a good story.
It's getting a little worn at this point.
Maybe you should go over the story very quickly, just for people who don't know.
Yeah, to explain it. We met at a gang fight. We met at a gang fight at a record hop while some guy got shot, and we thought it was best to leave the premises. So we decided to get in the service elevator, and that's how we introduced ourselves to each other.
Yeah, you guys both grew up in Pennsylvania,
Philadelphia. Around Philadelphia,
right. Yeah. Who was born in New York?
John
was born in New York and left there very early.
Yeah.
And have since gone back
10 years
time
now.
time and again to touch the old roots. What kind of stuff did you do while you were off from the last time you were on tour until now?
Well, we were only off for about 2 weeks, so we didn't get to do much of anything. We were off for the holidays, and here we are again. We were right before Christmas, we were in Europe, in Italy, till what, December?
20th.
December 20th. We went home for the holidays. Did all that, and now we're back on the road again. So,
is that how you got connected with the San Remo Pop Festival
thing? Yeah, we went to Italy for the first time, and we seem to be being received very well there.
Okay, so explain San Remo and what is entailed with that.
It's an Italian pop festival where all the big Italian artists perform, and as well as they have sort of a talent show for new Italian artists where they rate them. You know, it's almost like the Eurovision contest that they have. And each year they invite one or two foreign groups, and we were invited. So we're going to go there and just perform. And it's a big deal. It's a television rock festival. Something I don't think that really happens here.
Any idea how many people will see it by the time it's
broadcast? Well, it goes out to 400 million people. I don't know how many of those people watch it, but
it's available to them nonetheless. All right, that sounds terrific.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
That's a lot of incredible exposure. Now, do you expect a lot of album sales from that?
They tell us the chances are good, you know. So I mean, say 50 million people watch, maybe, you know, we might sell 50,000 albums. I don't know. Yeah. No. They tell us their favorite story is last year Dire Straits went there, and they were totally unknown in Italy. And after doing the show, they sold 500,000 records immediately. So,
Daryl, I think you were quoted in Rolling Stone as saying that this is the first time really in 10 years that you feel like you're starting again. It's a new thing.
Yeah, everything seems to be right now for the first time. It was always we were out of time with everybody else, or they were out of time with us. I don't know, you know. And now we're doing what we like to do. We're doing it ourselves. We're not relying on anybody else, and a lot of people like it. So it's a real good feeling for us.
Isn't it amazing that it takes a while for you to learn to just say no to people?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Know, when they're telling you, you got to do this, you got
to
do that.
That might be the hardest thing to do. It's to know what it is that you do best, and also, you know, how to
get there.
Your ideas, out to the public.
That's what we're really talking about in that song, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw the line somewhere. And
you seem to have done it, and it's taken a while, though, because it does, take a while to get into that. How often now do people come up to you and say, hey, man, I got a great idea for your new album. How about if you put this on with this song? How do you like this?
Never.
No, they don't do that. We get people to give us tapes of their band and things like that all the time.
Yeah, ask us to produce them.
But we don't get, they don't suggest things to us too much.
No.
That might be odd, but they don't.
No. I mean, our band does. Among our creative family. You know, that's where the musical suggestions will come in, but that's about it.
Well, this band has been now with you for a while, through the Private Eyes album and with Voices as well.
Some of them go back further than that. Our sax player's been with us for 6 years. G.E. Smith, our guitar player, started with the Ecstatic album.
Yeah.
Our bass player is brand new. He's never recorded with us. And our drummer is the drummer that you hear on most of the Private Eyes album.
Where are you playing
Well,
this leg
it's
of it?
Eastern Canada, you know, Montreal, London, and Toronto, and then we're not playing Philadelphia, New York, or the major cities in America. We're going down south. We're hitting a couple of places in the Midwest that we didn't get a chance to go to. So
sounds like you're kind of catching up with unfinished business from last
year. That's actually what it is. Second places leg. We couldn't hit last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're preparing for an album, you know, in May.
Do you have new material worked up for the new album? Because this one must be kind of fairly old for you now. It's like
it is.
No, we're just starting now to come up with ideas. Yeah. You know, yeah. We never write on the road, so we have to sit down in our apartments and start coming up with things, and which that's what we're doing now. So. We'll see what happens. There's nothing, no major ideas are formulated yet.
When you sit down and put those ideas together for your next album, who's going to do the most pushing?
We both do in our own
way.
We
push ourselves.
You know? Yeah, we're...
Do you push each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And we work. It isn't pushing as much as, it's an interaction thing. It's we work very easily together. It's not really, there's no tension there. So it's just kind of getting all these ideas and focusing them. That's the
main thing. Focusing and finding the continuity in a big group of songs and a big group of ideas is you know what we have to do. It's like self-editing. We edit ourselves and bring it together and make something, you know, bring a whole out of it.
Our producers were fond of saying, you guys shouldn't do this song. Why don't you do what you do best, man? Do what you do, you know, and their idea of what we did best was never our idea of it. You know, that, I got tired of hearing that.
And likely all the producers' ideas together were different as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very, yeah, very
what
much.
You should be doing.
Sure. If you set small and narrow limits to your music, you're inevitably going to burn out on it. How many, you know, if you only do one thing, it's going to wear out. How long can you do it?
We were very aware of that early in our career. You know, I mean, when we did a band luncheonette, it would have been very easy, and the people would have liked to for us to have done a band luncheonette too. She's Gone Too. You know, and had we started doing things like that, we probably would have fallen into that same trap. But we fought against it.
You want to talk about Private Eyes here and the next single that's going to be released from it?
In about 3 weeks, I think, or a month, they're going to release Did It in a Minute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know where they're going to go from there.
This is a great album. Actually, I've always found that the majority of your albums, the graphics and the covers and things. Are great. They go in, they fit with the album. It's a stupid off-the-wall thing, but I find that it's true.
It's funny. No, except for
things are well packaged.
Except for the Silver album, which obviously was a little strange. We didn't do that cover. We really have a lot to do with our covers. We really work with the... Sometimes we do them ourselves, literally, but we always work very closely with the album art.
Another question about some things that you guys do on the side when you're not in the studio, when you're not performing, when you're not with your families and stuff, and that is some of the video and promotional stuff. Talk to me about some of the videos that you've done for the songs, and some maybe that you might have coming up.
Well,
we did a video for She's Gone,
1973,
which is probably the most bizarre video you would ever see.
No one's ever seen it. Never
describe it. It was too weird. They couldn't even show it. They showed it one place, and they got so much confused response that they never showed it again.
Oh, no. What about the other ones following that?
Yeah, well, then we haven't, from that time to when? I don't know. When did we do the next
one? Well, Ecstatic was really our first, for the Ecstatic album, we did a lengthy video. It's like 4 or 5 songs, and we really put a lot of work into it. It was a prototype for videos that are out now. I mean, it had some interesting things going on. We did some interesting technical things with it, and I don't know how many people saw that one either. But then for the last two albums, we've done fairly conventional straight-ahead videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't...
Very simple things.
Yeah, very simple. Yeah. We haven't really been involved that much creatively in our more recent videos because we haven't had the time, and we look at them pretty much as almost like commercials for the singles. It's not really something that we've put a lot of creative energy into. Although in April, we're going to do an hour special, and it's going to be much more...
Ambitious
and creatively, and much more input from us, and it's going
where
to
where will
be,
it air? Is it going to
well, we're going to release
the world.
It. Yeah,
it's our own production, which we're going to make available to whoever would like to have it.
Is there a premise behind it, or is it just primarily
well,
music? That
we're still formulating ideas. We're talking to. We have a lot of. We're having input. We're trying to find the right director for it right now because that's really important for something that big.
Yeah.
You know, we're kicking around ideas. But we'll see what happens with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely doing it, though.
That sounds fantastic.
It will be live-oriented.
So you're going to actually do it. You're going to do it in April. It's not going to be...
We're doing it in April.
Coming out in April.
No, we're doing it in April, and then we're going to start leasing it to various things. And it'll be probably available eventually on everything from video disc to...
Cassettes.
Cassettes.
Cables.
To specials on television, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add here? What do you want to play?
Yes, Did It in a Minute is the next single.
All right, well, let's do Did It in
a Minute. Sure, play that one.
All right, and Hall & Oates in town on February the 19th.
That's right.
Welcome back to Toronto.
Yeah,
it's good to be back here.
Yeah. And thanks for coming in. Right.
Okay.
Private Eyes, that's Hall & Oates, and Did It in a Minute. Thanks to Daryl Hall and John Oates for coming in, and it's nice to have them in advance of their shows when they get a chance to just sit and talk. And that's about all the talking I'm doing for tonight. 9 O'Clock Rock is produced by Zeke Debiak, and be listening in the coming weeks when we bring you The Church from Australia at 8 in the morning, and hopefully Thin Lizzy if we can ever get through to Denmark. Kathy Danford's on the way next with Chum Report, and I'll see you again next week following the premiere of a new series called The Producers at 8 p.m. I'm John Major. Good night.